All right, let's pray today for Victorville. Victorville is a fast-growing city in the high deserts. It's located at the southwestern edge of the Mojave Desert. And it's northeast of LA, 35 miles south of Barstow, 48 miles east of Palmdale, 37 miles north of San Bernardino City, through the Cajon Pass on Interstate 15. It's considered as a location of the Mojave Desert Branch. It's bordered by Apple Valley to the east, Hesperia on the south, Adelanto to the west, and the Mojave River sporadically flows through Victorville. The elevation at the City Hall is almost 3,000 feet. It has about 128,000 people in it and growing. The median age is 31. The average household income is $54,000, median property $271,000, 49% are married, 52% have kids that are less than 18 years old, 66% speak English, 33% speak Spanish. There is almost 42% that are Hispanic and 23% that are white, black 16%, and other is 8%, and Asian is 4%. 91% are U.S. citizens. The average household has four people living with them. There are over 4,000 veterans, 2% World War II, 7% Korean, 40% Vietnam, and 51% the Gulf Wars. Victorville was incorporated in 1962. At the time, the population was 8,100. The land was 9 square miles. Since then, it's experienced a lot of growth. And they are now over 128, and their mass has grown to 74 square miles. The history dates back 100 years prior to its incorporation when the settlers of the European descent arrived. So throughout the time, the new century, the community's name was changed by the U.S. Post Office from Victor to Victorville, when originally it was Victor Valley. The U.S. Route 66 was established, which was a main artery that brought a lot of people through it. And then after World War II, there was a Victorville Army Airfield that was renamed George Air Force Base, that was completed when fully activated. The base supported two tactical fighter wings. In 1989, Secretary of Defense announced the closure of the base, and the base was deactivated. And now it's called the Southern California Logistics Airport. So some interesting things to note. So let's pray for Victorville. Lots of issues that they are facing. So their schools are Victor Valley College. They're under Victor Valley Elementary School District and Victor Valley Union High School District. So Father, we pray that they would be blessed with recent things happening at schools and mass shootings. We pray for protection of the children. We pray for law enforcement to work cohesively with the schools and find clever ways to keep gunmen at bay. We pray too that schools will have counselors at them and that they will be able to identify students who tend to be loners and quiet and maybe being bullied especially. Those are usually the ones that have some sort of mental health issue or struggle with other things. So we pray for them. We pray for the Christian schools in Victorville, that they will be blessed and grow, and that they will have sufficient personnel to manage the new population growth. We pray for the crime there, that it will decrease. At this moment, it is rated at D minus, violent D minus, property D plus, and other at F. Their top issues are vandalism at 24%. This is one of the highest in our county. Theft at 12, burglary at 7, and drug crimes at 6. Every hour, on average, a crime is committed there. So God, we pray for those that are doing this. We do know there are gangs in this area and the cartel. So God, we pray that they would be caught and stopped, and that they would come to know Jesus and be delivered and grow in Jesus and be transformed by the power of the gospel. The poverty is at 23. That means one out of every four people are living in poverty. So we pray, God, for more economic ways for the city council and city manager to find creative ways to bring better economy for people to not live in poverty. We pray for the Victorville Planned Parenthood, one of the three that are in our county. We pray, God, that few, if any, nobody would go there to take the only thing that they offer, which is the abortion pill. And that, Father, that they would look to alternatives for adoption and would see that this is a child growing. We pray, God, for the management that are at these places to come to know Jesus. That has happened in our country. And we pray for more and more stories to go forth about those who were aborted but lived. And we pray that those stories are talked about more. We pray for the four prisons, federal prisons, that are in Victorville. Each of them house, the first three are for males in at different levels of security. And they're all house about 1,200 males. So there's about 3,600 males that are imprisoned. The first one is the high security, and it is deemed or dubbed Victimville because it has so much violence. We pray, God, for the people that work there. And we also pray for the prisoners. We pray, God, for ministries to rise up that would have the guts, the courage, the boldness, the anointing to be able to go in there and minister to these prisoners and teach them the ways of you, God, and that people would come to know Christ, and it would bring a domino, that a revival would break out in there instead of these criminal riots. They also have medium security. And they also have a Victorville camp that houses over 200 female prisoners. And it is considered one of the most sought after women's federal prisons in California. So we're grateful for that. But again, God, a big disparity there between how many males and females. We want to pray, God, that the guys, many of them, would come to know you as their father and would be just transformed by experiencing your love and what you want to see, what your plans were for them. And then, Father, we pray for churches to rise up and pray, and that their prayer groups would seek ways to help the poor, that intercessors would arise. And there are a lot of prayer on billboards, and there are good prayer groups there. So, Father, we just pray you would bless them, encourage them, edify them, help them to know how to pray strategically, help them to go different places and see the manifestation of their prayers happen, that they would see repentance, a spirit of repentance, fall upon believers who are not following you. On those who have yet to know you, we pray for people to be bold in sharing their faith, and we pray for an awakening and such a major move of the Spirit of God in Victorville that it would be like one of their dust storms, that it would literally transform the whole community. In Jesus' name.